When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone. Episode number 110 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's having a great week, settling into what is now the middle of July. I know it seems like I say this every week, but it is just crazy to think where 2022 is going. But I'm glad you're here with me, and I'm glad we get to hang out together for a little while and that you guys keep tuning in each week. Again, just wanted to say thank you for the reviews. Thank you for continuing to listen. We continue to break records each week. I did want to just give a quick shout out, and I don't love how they do this on Apple Podcasts, but it is what it is when, I guess, depending on how you put in the information. But this came this past week. It says, incredible content. Love the podcast. Thank you, Dr. Darren, for sharing authentic, relevant, and timely information for growth-minded men who want to learn, grow, and become more effective as husbands, fathers, friends, improve our health, and grow our careers. Man, couldn't have said it better myself in terms of what I'm trying to do here, and hopefully helping us all grow, because the content certainly helps me just as much as it helps you. But it is the username is ZOANEUFNE. So I don't know exactly who that is, but again, thank you so much for that review, and appreciate you all continuing to listen. So I titled this Think Differently About Stress, because we are all going to have stress at some point. I mean, there's just going to be stressors that come up in our lives. You know, whether if we're breathing humans on this earth, we are going to have stress. Now, are there different levels of stress for each one of us? Of course there are. If you're going through some sort of traumatic event, or if you've lost a job, or if, you know, your kids are in trouble, or you're going through a divorce, or you're going through, you know, whatever, right? Your stress level can kind of ebb and flow, but we're all going to have some type of stress in our life. I mean, I think if we just acknowledge that, that would help a lot of us, because, you know, man, Instagram right now is just crazy, because people are telling you, you know, here are all the ways you can live stress-free, or just go, you know, move on an island and life is great, and you can just think about money, and money all of a sudden, you know, just kind of falls out of the sky. So you got all this stuff that, you know, it's going on right now. And I think if we would just kind of acknowledge that, hey, we're humans living a human experience, and we're all going to have some stress, that would actually lower our stress level, because now we're expecting it, right? And our brains are going, oh yeah, this is just stress. I learned how to feel it. I know where it is in my body. Now, how am I going to approach it? Well, One of the things I want to talk about this week is I heard this story recently, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know where it came from. I think I saw it online somewhere, but I had never heard this or heard it presented in this way, and it really impacted me, and I really hope that it will impact you as well. The title of it is Put the Glass Down. And here's the story. I'm going to read it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. But a psychologist walked around a room while teaching a stress management class to an audience. As she raised a glass of water, everyone expected they'd be asked the question, right? Is it half full or half empty? I'm sure you guys have been in seminars like that, or you've maybe done that yourself. You've had this glass, right? And is it half full or half empty? Instead, with a smile on her face, she inquired, how heavy is this glass of water? Answers called out and ranged from 8 ounces to 20 ounces. She replied, the absolute weight doesn't matter. It depends on how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute, it's not a problem. If I hold it for an hour, I'll have an ache in my arm. If I hold it for a day, my arm will feel numb and paralyzed. In each case, the weight of the glass doesn't change, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes. She continued, the stresses and worries in life are like that glass of water. Think about them for a while and nothing happens. Think about them for a bit longer and they begin to hurt. If you think about them all day long, you will feel paralyzed and incapable of doing anything. Remember to put the glass down. Wow. Right? Remember to put the glass down. So one thing I want you to think about this week is as you're starting to feel stress and you're feeling that maybe even anxiety, ask yourself the question, how long have I been thinking about this? How long have I allowed my brain to ruminate on this? Whatever this is, and you can fill in the blank for yourself. And ask yourself, what would it take for you to put the glass down? Because think about that glass of water, and you can imagine if you try to hold a glass of water out in front of you, like I've kind of got my hand right now, and you hold that glass, and you're trying to hold it there for an hour. Not only does your wrist start to hurt, your fingers are aching, your shoulder hurts, and that's exactly the word picture of what stress is doing to our bodies. And why, as I teach over and over again, that I want you to become so aware of what's going on within you. What are you feeling? Because as you begin to feel, as you begin to recognize, as you begin to name the stress or the stressor, then you're able to go, what do I want to do about it? How do I begin to get relief? You put it out in the world, right? You expose it. You say what it is. You become that alien or that person out of, you know, outside of your body, outside of your head, that's looking at you going, wow, look at what this is doing to you. And you begin to let it go. How do you let it go? You write it down, right? Write it down. This is what is stressing me. This is where I feel it. Is this what I want to think? Is this what I want to feel? And over time, you begin to learn how to lower the temperature in the room, and all of a sudden, you feel less stressed. Will it go away? Maybe not. But are you able to set the glass down and now look at the glass and just look at the water and observe it? Right? Nothing's changed with the glass. Nothing's changed with the water, except you have allowed it to breathe. You've allowed it to sit. You've allowed it to just be. And now you see stress for what it is. I was working with a guy earlier today, and we've worked together a long time now, but he's had a great run of 3 or 4 weeks where he has fully just embraced, immersed, you know, figured out how to do this in a way that he's never been able to do before. And I told him earlier today, I said, man, this is a testament to you putting in this work and doing it over and over and over again. So many people say they want to change, say they want to learn how to manage stress, say they want to learn how to get through anger, but they won't do the work. And they think, well, what is the work? This is just me. No, the work is learning to set that glass down and learning to say, this is what stress feels like. I tell you, it can feel so simple sometimes that we get in our own way. You're like, there's no way that that can really work. Well, it does work, but it only works when you allow yourself to understand the need to know what's going on in your body and what you're actually thinking and what you're actually feeling. When you do that and when you're consistent with it, life changes for you. When you continue to resist it, when you continue to push against it, when you continue to say, this is just me, when you continue to say, well, I'm always going to be stressed, I've always been this way, this is how my mom was, this is how my dad was, you will continue to live in that stress. And that's why I keep pushing to say, put the glass down. Now, I hadn't said that until today because I just worded that. But why I say, keep seeing what you're doing to yourself, what you're feeling internally. And how do you do it? The first thing you do is you begin to settle in and you recognize what's going on in your body. Some of you just won't take the time. When you feel that angst, when you feel that stress, when you feel that anger, to go, no, wait a minute, where is this in my body? Why is that important? It's important because that's the way you begin to process an emotion. That's the way you begin to be able to not only live on a daily basis, but thrive on a daily basis through the stress that you're feeling. You've got an important meeting you've got to go to. What do? It all builds up. Instead of just going into that meeting and being all frazzled and worked up, you go, no, wait a minute. This is what stress feels like. I am thinking all of these things about this meeting. Let me make some friends with it right here. All right, stress. Here's what I'm thinking now. How do I want to feel? I want to feel calm. I want to feel confident. What do I need to think to do that? And that's how you begin to turn your life around. That's how you begin to turn these circumstances around that have impaired some of you for years and years and years. That's how you begin to do it. I heard a great quote this past week, too, and I don't remember exactly where I heard it. I think it was on another podcast, to be honest with you, but I don't remember. I try to listen and read so much. But it basically said, if you're feeling, and you could put stress in this too, he was talking about anger, but if you're feeling stress, if you're feeling anger, you're living in the past. If you're feeling anxious, you're living in the future. If you're feeling calm, or even you could insert the word curious, you're living in the present. How enlightening is that when you think about this? When that stress comes up, why are you living in it? Because you are thinking about, or that anger comes up because you are thinking about, and your programming is going to, oh, this is how I react when I get stressed. This is how I react when I'm angry. And instead of being anxious about the future, you're able to go, no, 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 wait a minute. Wait a minute. What is it about right now? How do I want to deal right now with this quote-unquote negative emotion that I'm feeling? I want to put the glass down, and I want to look at the glass, and I want to say, there's the stress. How do I want to feel about that situation? Man, that is so powerful. That word picture, I hope, will stay with some of you all week long. And when you start to feel that emotion, like I said, if you want to throw something else in there besides stress, great, go do it. But when you want to deal with that emotion, think about setting that glass down and looking at that water and going, okay, that water is my stress. That water is my anxiety. Now I've got it outside and outside of me. It is no longer, I'm no longer bound by it because I'm not holding it. I can breathe, I can lower the temperature, and now I get to choose how I want to be, do, act, respond, even with that stress sitting there. That'll change your world, because you will feel differently just because you're able to get it out in the open. It's like you're able to say, no, I'm not grasping so hard anymore. It's kind of like taking your hands, put them out in front of you, squeeze your fist real tight, and then let them go. And open them up and go palms up and say, okay, there it is. I already feel a little better, but now what do I want to do with it? Let's go to what I'm thinking and let's retrain the brain one step at a time, one stressor at a time, one circumstance at a time. And let's begin to think about it differently so I can feel differently, so I can navigate and move throughout this world the way that I want to with my own power. Regardless if that stressor is your wife, regardless if that stressor is your ex, regardless if that stressor is your kids, your job, you put it in there. Money, you can think about it differently because you have that power. And that's what's so, so, so enlightening about this work. And it's why I love it so much. And it's why it helps people so much. All right? So that's it for the week, folks. I want you to think about setting that glass down. Begin to think differently about your stress and begin to live a more productive, more powerful life for you. All right, if I can help you, you reach out to me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. Look forward to catching up. I will see you back here same time next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.